Hey, Decathlon fans, happy Monday. We promised you a bonus episode last week, and here it is. This is a game that we played at a recent live taping of our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. Stan hosted this game, and it's all about video games because we happened to record it at the same time as the E3 video game conference. We'll be back in your feeds next week with a full-length episode with the whole squad back together next Monday, August 12th. Catch you then and enjoy this special bonus game.
Let's give it up for our two audience volunteers.
All right. I'm sure you guys have real names, but you're going to be Mario.
Okay.
And you're going to be Luigi. And I'm probably still going to forget.
Is it because
No, it's just that's the order you're in. I made up this game, right? Well, I don't know who made up this game, but I'm going to take credit for this game. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to take a trip down video game memory lane. And, you know, even the classic video games were new at some point, which means that they got reviewed. And reviewers, as you know, don't always get it right. So I'm going to read you some excerpts from reviews of classic or now classic video games, and you're going to have to try and guess what the title of the video game is. Now, these are can be a little bit tricky, so if you can guess right away, without a hint, then you get 2 points. If you need a hint, I will give it to you, but then you only get 1 point. And if you get it wrong, then a guy comes running out with a mallet and hits you. So the stakes are very high here. All right, so Mario, we're going to start with your first question. I didn't realize how...
Hold on. Mario, what is your real name?
Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Man. Imagine
Joe.
If it was Joe. Mario, how awesome that would have been.
And Luigi, what is your name?
Knuckles.
Oh, that's cool.
It's John. Oh.
Okay, question number one. Here in 2019, people watch other people play video games all the time on services like Twitch. In 1996, a review of this classic PlayStation game in GameSpot said that the title was, quote, one of those rare games that's almost as entertaining to watch as it is to play. A review for Gaming Mag Next Generation, however, called the dialogue laughable despite its genuine creepiness. It is now a horror masterpiece.
I have no idea.
You want the hint?
Hold on. Horror masterpiece?
Yeah. It's a scary video game. You got to play it with the lights on. All right, I'm going to give you the hint.
Yeah, go ahead.
The series later became a movie franchise.
Silent Hill?
Mila Jovovich. It's Resident Evil.
Oh, duh!
Where's the mallet guy? Who's got the mallet? All right, 0 points. The fun part about our podcast is that we get to have losers. Like you get to lose at our podcast, right? You know?
But you're a winner if you listen to us.
Okay.
Plus.
Your question. Back in 1999, a game debuted that soaked up hours of my childhood like a sponge soaks up spilled Mountain Dew. The game was a critical success based on a few areas of excellence. IGN complimented the game's jaw-dropping physics and controls, which they said had a steady and consistent learning curve. The soundtrack, however, was really the important part, even though a writer for GameSpot incorrectly said that it wasn't to his tastes. He was wrong. It's great.
I don't know offhand.
Okay. The hint is some of the essential moves in the game were ollieing and grinding.
Oh.
Everyone's groaning. I think you have to drink now.
So that's Pro Skater.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. That's right. You escaped the mallet. All right. Right back. Question number three. Mario, this is your chance to tie it up here.
Bring it on.
The original version of this game came out way back in 1971 when most computers were powered by hand cranks and men were legally required to wear top hats in public. The 1971 game was a classic, but in 2011, a reboot of the franchise was a lot less successful. The GameSpot review describes gameplay as follows. Quote, you stare at a bland environment for a few seconds before a turkey suddenly materializes. In addition, you're deprived of the morbid satisfaction of watching animal corpses pile up. Any woodland creatures you shoot vanish in a burst of stars.
This is supposed to be easy.
The hint will make it very easy.
Give me the hint.
You want it. You have died of dysentery.
Oh, Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Okay.
If ever a game did not need a remake, it was Oregon Trail. Here we go. I think we're all tied up. This is like actually kind of high stakes. I'm really excited about this. All right. Question number four. Apps count as video games too, and reviewers have strong feelings about them. One of the most iconic smartphone games first debuted back in 2009, and people were addicted, but not everyone considered that a good thing. In fact, Chris Schiller from Eurogamer.net said that it had a, quote, contemptuous attitude toward its players, keeping them just frustrated enough to not switch off and play something else instead. Harsh words for a game that most people considered an entertaining and adorable way to entertain yourself on the toilet.
I mean, I'd say Angry Birds.
Then you'd be right, and you win the game.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Luigi, expert of toilet games, is your official title that you have earned. And yes, I'm sorry, the regular podcast is exactly like this, so don't expect it to be better if you listen to it. You have won this gift bag, which has a live baby inside, oddly. So I hope you have insurance. But there's also a t-shirt. And then here you go. I'm going to throw it at you. There are, I have gotten, there are stickers. Well, here's one sticker. It's warm from my butt.
Thank you.
And so cherish it for always. And stick it on a bus that's going by or something. So Mario and Luigi, I literally forgot your real names, but you were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.